Today is November 21st, 2022, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Peoples is arrested on serious charge breaking furlaw. After 2 weeks of watching, waiting, and working up clues, State Deputy Game Warden Stetson yesterday obtained a warrant to search the house at 527 Carr Avenue occupied by E.A. Peoples and family for beaver skins, elk hides, elk capes, elk teeth, elk meat. But as he works for the game department, he had no interest in whether or not something else handled by law might be on the premises. The search is reported to have disclosed 8 beaver hides, 1 plucked and made into a fur neck piece, and an elk cape, which is the part of the hide around the neck of the animal. During the progress of the search, which was participated in by Stetson, Chief of Police Carnine, Detective Quinn, and Patrolman Johnson, Coates, and Sherrell, the beaver hides with 5 gallons of moonshine were found under the stairs leading to the second floor, the officers reported. Entrance to the hiding place was by means of a removable board on one of the steps which led to the upper story, or attic. Springs had been placed so that a person walking over the board would not have his attention called to it unduly. In other news, commissioners studying drug evil in Hoquiam. Mayor H.B. Fisher and City Commissioners Charles F. Hill and J.G. Young expect to motor to Seattle today to talk over with federal authorities certain phases of the smuggling of narcotics into this country. Mr. Hill said that with so many ships entering the harbor, it is becoming more and more complicated matter to keep out the drug vendors. It is said that the use of drugs has increased considerably, but how authentic the reports are is difficult to determine. There hasn't been a drug vendor caught in Hoquiam since the killing of a Japanese at the Grace Harbor Lumber Mill last spring by federal officials who had worked up a case and in the end confiscated 329 ounces of cocaine and arrested 4 persons. In the city and county news, a 3rd crane crew and loading gang was put to work at the port terminal last night to expedite the loading of ships now there, the Ypres Maru and the Haikashira Maru, and in anticipating the coming this morning of the steamer Willamette to load lumber for California ports. Both the Japanese vessels are bound for the Orient. 2 weeks ago, the crews were doubled. L.L. Lenhat, Charles Reese, and L.L. Neal got a fine bag of ducks and geese and a good supply of clams Sunday at Oi Hut. Aubrey Hall, N.D. Williver, and others spent Sunday hunting, and it was reported they shot 5 geese and 60 ducks. Frank Cole was also a successful duck hunter Sunday. Pedro Panachin, an employee of the Northwestern Mill, reported to police headquarters yesterday that someone had stolen his Elgin gold watch, 17 jewels, from his clothing while he was at work. Since a large sum was obtained for support of the Hesperian through the moving picture show given in the high school auditorium last Friday night, another is planned in about 3 weeks. The sprinkler system at the E.K. Wood Mill dry kiln proved its efficacy yesterday afternoon at 1:30 o'clock when a blaze started in the kiln and practically no damage as it was quickly extinguished. The fire department responded to the call but was not needed. Sunday night, the department answered a call to the residence of Henry Levi, 503 Emerson, where the chimney was afire. There was no damage. 3 men were taken into custody Sunday for hunting or fishing without licenses. Deputy Game Warden Sunday found 31 salmon lying along the banks of Davis Creek, apparently drawn from the river by a net, they said, and deliberately allowed to die. And finally, a kiddie car in the yard of 2735 Pacific Avenue attracted the eye of someone who had none but wanted one, and the police were told yesterday of the theft. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 21, 1922. If you hadn't already discovered it, the Pulse Museum's new online photo database of over 28,000 historic Grace Harbor images is free to explore at pulsemuseum.org. And if you missed hearing a recent episode of the Centennial Moment, pulsemuseum.org is also your link to our SoundCloud site, where the past month and more can be heard. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.